Title: Snare Presence Without Harshness with Resampling Only Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're going after a very specific drum and bass problem. You want the snare to feel louder, closer, and more present in a dense 174 BPM mix, but the second you start boosting a bunch of top end, you get that spitty, sandpapery harshness that makes your ears tired. So we're doing this resampling only. That means we're going to print audio at each stage, commit, and move forward. No endless plugin stacks, no tweaking 19 devices while you're not even sure what changed. This is a super DNB way to work, decisive, layered, and controlled. By the end, you'll have a three-print pipeline. A core snare print for punch and control, a presence print for that forward crack in the upper mids, and an air and texture print that's bright, but band-limited and de-dessed so it doesn't shred the mix. Before we touch anything, here's the first coach tip. Pick one anchor frequency. Just one main zone you're going to protect through the whole process. In DNB, that anchor is usually either the body around 180 to 220 Hz or the crack around 2 to 3.2 kHz. The edge around 4.5 to 6.5 kHz is the danger zone. It's useful, but it gets painful fast. So decide, is the snare going to speak through body or through crack? You can have both, but one should be the hero. Now let's prep the source, because you cannot EQ your way out of a bad snare choice. If you're building from layers, a classic setup is a body snare that has weight around 180 to 250 and some woody tone around 700, plus a crack layer that pops around 1.5 to 3.5 k. If you already have a layered snare on a MIDI track, freeze and flatten it so you're dealing with one consolidated audio snare. And do yourself a favor, consolidate a clean loop, like one bar where the snare hits consistently. The tighter and cleaner this is, the easier everything becomes. Stage 1 is the core snare print. The goal here is simple, tight, punchy, and not spiky. We're controlling ugly stuff before we add presence. On your snare core audio track, start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 90 to 120 Hz with a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. DNB snares almost never need sub. Then sweep for boxiness, usually somewhere in the 350 to 600 Hz area. When you find that cardboard WHO resonance, did it by about 2 to 5 dB, with a Q around 2 to 4. If it's papery or honky, a tiny cut around 800 to 1.2K can help, like 1 to 3 dB. Keep these moves small. We're not trying to redesign the snare, we're cleaning it. Next, add drum bus. Use it like a controlled punch tool, not make it crunchy button. Drive around 3 to 8% is usually enough. Keep crunch low, maybe off, maybe up to 10% if you know you want that texture later. Transients can go plus 5 to plus 20 depending on the sample. If you hear the snare start to stab, back it down. Boom is usually off for snares. And damp, this is your friend. 10 to 30% to tame brittle highs. Then add saturator. Set it to soft sign. That's one of the smoothest harmonic profiles for making a snare feel forward without turning it into shards. Drive maybe plus 1 to plus 4 dB. Soft clip on. And really important, output trim so that when you bypass the saturator, the level feels basically the same. Level matching is how you avoid falling in love with louder equals better. Now print it. Create a new audio track called Snare Core Print. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and record 8 bars of your beat. You're printing in context, not just a one shot. That matters, because you want to feel how it behaves against hats and bass. Quick check, at this point your snare should already feel more controlled and confident. Not brighter, just more solid. Stage 2 is the presence print. This is the magic for reeds on small speakers without the fizzy 10K boost mistake. Duplicate your core print track, and rename its Snare Presence Print Source. First device, EQ8, and we're band limiting hard on purpose. High pass at 180 to 250 Hz. Steep, we're not trying to add body here. Low pass at 7 to 9 kHz. This is key. We are intentionally refusing to do air in this layer. Now add a wide bell boost, plus 2 to plus 4 dB around 2.2 to 3.2 kHz. Q about 0.7 to 1.2. This is that crack anchor zone. If it bites, meaning it starts sounding aggressive or nasal, add a small dip around 4.5 to 6 kHz. Maybe 2 dB with a narrower Q like 2 to 3. Remember, that's the edge zone that gets harsh fast. Now add harmonic energy in a mid-forward way. If you're on Live 12, roar is perfect here. Go for a tape or warm style mode. Drive around 5 to 15%. Keep the tone mid-forward, not bright. Mix somewhere around 30 to 60%. If you don't have roar, Use overdrive. Set the frequency around 1.8 to 2.8 kHz. Drive about 10 to 25%. Tone around 30 to 45%. And keep dry slash wet in the 20 to 40% range. Then glue compressor. We're not smashing, we're stabilizing. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hits. And again, match the level so you're not tricking yourself. Now print this to a new resampled audio track named Snare Presence Print. Record the same 8 bars. Teacher note, after you print, zoom in and do a micro time alignment check. Make sure core, presence, and later air all start exactly together. If one layer is a couple milliseconds late because of how you trimmed or consolidated, you can get that weird effect where it sounds wider, but smaller, because the transient is canceling instead of reinforcing. Line up the transient peaks. It's boring, but it's one of those pro moves. Stage 3 is air and texture print. This is where we add excitement, but we're going to do it like an adult. Band limited, controlled, and de-dest. Duplicate snare core print again and rename it snare IR print source. Start with EQ8. This time, we're isolating the top texture only. High pass at 2.5 to 4 kHz. Steep, you're basically making a snare sheen layer. Then do a harshness notch, sweep between 6 and 8.5k. When you hear the spitty whistle or glassy pane, cut it by 2 to 6 dB with a tighter Q, like 3 to 6. Then low pass around 12 to 14k to remove ultra fizz. That super high stuff often sounds impressive soloed, but it's fatiguing in a fast ENB mix. Now add redux, but subtle. This is for controlled grain, a little classic jungle crisp without just E-King treble. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5, keep bit reduction very low, like 0 to 2 or even off, and dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. You want texture, not broken audio. Then we DS using multiband dynamics. Put it in multiband compression mode and focus on the high band. Bring the threshold down until it grabs the harsh peaks. Don't flatten the whole thing. The goal is, when the air spits, it tucks in. If you overdo this, it starts sounding facey and small, like the top end is being sucked in and out. Print this to snare AIR print via resampling. Now we blend. Group your 3 printed tracks into a group called Snare Bus. Set a simple starting balance. Core at 0 dB is your reference. Presence somewhere like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Air somewhere like minus 10 to minus 18 dB. And here's the mindset. The core is the snare. Presence is the readability. Air is decoration. If air is doing the heavy lifting, you're heading back toward harshness. On the Snare Bus, at EQ8 for tiny final polish only. Tiny. Like plus 1 dB at 200 Hz if the snare needs a touch more chest, or plus 1 around 2.5k if the crack needs a little more statement. If you find yourself doing big boosts, stop and adjust the layer balances instead. Use utility to keep the snare centered. In DNB, your snare is usually a center of gravity element. If your air layer feels wide and it's fighting white hats or atmospheres, put utility on the air print and narrow it a bit, like width 60 to 90%. Not necessarily mono, just controlled. Optionally, a limiter on the snare bus shaving 1 to 2 dB on the loudest hits can be a nice safety net. If it's doing more than that, you're probably pushing loudness the wrong way. Now let's do the harshness detector routine, because this is how you know you actually succeeded. First, low volume test. Turn your monitoring down. If the snare still reads clearly, that's your presence layer doing its job. If it disappears, you lean too much on air, or your crack zone is weak. Second, mono test. Put utility on the master temporarily and set width to zero. Core and presence should survive. Air can reduce a bit and it's fine. Third, focus on the 8 to 10k sensation. If it irritates you, don't immediately boost somewhere else. First try lowering the air layer, or deepen the 7 to 8k notch in the air source and reprint. Extra coaching move. Contrast mixing. Sometimes the snare isn't the problem. The hats are the problem. If your hats are hyped around 6 to 10k, the snare will feel harsher at the same level. Two quick print-based fixes. Print a slightly darker hat version for the drop by low passing or using drum bus damp, and swap it in. Or print a version of hats that are gently side-chin ducked by the snare, like 1 to 2 dB, so the snare gets a little pocket without you adding more top end. Now, if you want to level up, here are two optional advanced prints you can add later. 1. An attack-only print. Duplicate the core print. Put a gate on it with a super fast release so only the initial transient survives. Attack around 0.1 to 1 ms. Hold 0 to 5 ms. Release 15 to 40 ms. Add a touch of saturation, then resample it. Blend it super quietly under the core. This gives you front edge without brightening the whole snare. 2. A soft clipping print for loudness without spike. Low pass it gently around 8 to 10k, then saturator with soft clip on. Drive until it feels denser, not fizzier, and resample. Blend at a very low level. This is how you get that it feels louder but the peaks didn't jump effect. Arrangement wise, make it musical. In the drop, automate the presence layer up by 1 to 2 dB every 16 bars for a micro lift, and use the air layer like a treat. Bring it up only on fills, like the last one or two snares before a switch. Brightness as a moment feels expensive. Brightness all the time feels cheap and tiring. Now a quick mini practice exercise to lock this in. Load a 174 BPM loop with kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, busy hats, and a reese or rolling bass. Build the three resampled prints. Core, presence, air, constraint, no EQ boost above 9kHz anywhere in your snare chain. That forces you to build presence properly, in the upper mids and via harmonics, not via fizz. Then do the final test, turn the master down quiet. If the snare still reads, you nailed it. Export two versions, one with the air layer muted, and one with the air layer at about minus 12 dB. Compare which one feels more expensive without pain. Recap to close, presence is not more highs. Presence is controlled upper mids, roughly 2 to 5k, plus the right kind of harmonics. Resampling only keeps you decisive. Core print for punch and tone. Presence print for forwardness without treble fizz. Air print for controlled brightness with de-essing. Blend like a D&B producer. Core loud. Presence supportive. Air subtle. If you tell me what kind of snare you're starting with, like Rimi, 909-ish, acoustic, or already layered, and whether your hats are bright or dark, I can suggest a specific anchor frequency and which layer should do most of the work in your track.